I was growing up, I really was lucky in a way because I didn't go to school very much till I was about 12. So I think what got preserved just by luck was that little kid sense of it's not fair. You are not the boss of me. Then I got submerged by the so-called feminine role, you know, beginning in teenage years, and didn't come out again until my late 30s when the women's movement came along and said, no, you're right, it's not fair, and we can, together, we can do something about it.
So what are some things that you've seen over the decades that have been positive changes for women?
Well, first of all, we know if we think we're full human beings, we're not crazy. You know, the system is crazy, we're not crazy. And that's huge, because we were in the past made to feel like there was something wrong with us if we didn't accept less pay or want to marry our identity rather than gaining it ourselves, you know, and all kinds of other measures. So we understand that our sense of justice and fair play is logical and a majority belief, and that makes a huge, huge difference. Also, we now have names for things that we didn't have any name for before. Domestic violence had no name. It was just called life. The idea that you didn't get equal pay was justified. Well, they're just working for pin money. So, you know, now at least we have names for what's wrong. We have laws to remedy them. We have a majority support to remedy them. We haven't achieved even equal pay yet, but we've moved toward it. And that is what's important. And I think we need to remember that it took 100 years to gain a legal identity as human beings for men of color and women of all races in the suffragist and abolitionist movement. It's going to take a century to gain legal and social equality. And we're about, 40 years into it.
Now, I've talked to a lot of women who have argued that even though there has been a lot of progress, over the past couple of years, we've actually taken some major steps backwards. How do you feel about that? Do you think there's an argument to be made for that?
Well, because we have majority support, we have a backlash. Now the people who, through no fault of theirs, probably got born into a system that said there was a hierarchy in the family, there was a racial or a class hierarchy and so on that was natural, they're in the minority now, so they're in backlash. And the backlash is a proof of the frontlash, if you see what I mean. There wouldn't be a backlash if we hadn't succeeded in changing the consciousness and the minds and hearts of most folks in this country.
And what about the sort of nationwide push to overturn components of Roe v. Wade, attacks on women's reproductive health? Here in Florida, we have Amendment 6, which I'm sure you're familiar with, which says it's no public funding for abortion, but also has some privacy components involved in it as well. How do you feel about these efforts on a nationwide level?
Well, first of all, it's a very relatively small group because most Americans overwhelmingly believe that reproductive freedom is like freedom of speech. It belongs to the individual, and we don't want politicians and government making these decisions for us. So what we've seen is a backlash in the most right-wing parts of the government, which means state legislatures, which are the most likely to be controlled in a non-democratic way. And we have to take some blame for that. Most of us in this country probably don't know who are the names of our state legislators. So they've been functioning in a way that's controlled by the industries they regulate in many cases, certainly not in all cases, but, you know, the insurance industry, the liquor industry, the real estate industry, and so on. So it doesn't, the fact that it's nationwide doesn't make it a majority. So we have a right, you know, to demand reproductive freedom, like freedom of speech. And these measures, especially in Romney's Republican Party platform, the Human Life Amendment would declare the fertilized egg to be a person, not a woman. So throughout our childbearing years, our bodies would be nationalized. And he has the nerve to then pretend to go on television to say he has no plans to overturn Roe v. Wade, when in fact that's the heart of the Republican Party platform. So I would say he has the biggest distance I've ever seen in a candidate between what he says and what he does.
What can women do?
Well, women can vote for themselves, you know, whether they're Republican or Democratic or independent or have never voted before. Vote for your own dignity and right to make decisions and right to have equal pay, which Romney has refused to support. Forget about party labels and vote for yourself. Vote for democracy.